We are going to continue the hour by talking teachers. This is the beginning of Teacher Appreciation Week. A lot of cool events happening all over to celebrate teachers for the amazing work that they do locally in our community. One of the biggest ones, one of the most gratifying ones to watch every year has always been the Teacher's First Breakfast that Squids has been staging for years and years. Now it's the Teacher's First event. It's a lunch this year that happened on April 26th. And we are joined in the studio by Greg Overbeck with the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group to talk about this great annual event and this year's in particular. Greg, thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet. Glad to be here, Aaron.
So first of all, give us an overview of like how this got started, because this has been going on for a very long time. How many years has it been going on?
I think it's 18 years.
Yeah, it's been a long
this
time.
This year's
yeah.
the 18th.
This predates me. Like I got here and this was already going on.
I thought you were saying you were 17. Now I got approached by the Public School Foundation about, I think it was 18 years ago, and they wanted to do some sort of fundraising event. What they wanted to do originally was they wanted to do get business to come to the restaurant and their share part of our revenue. Mm. And those kind of nights, you know, if we had done it at all five of our restaurants, we probably could have raised a couple thousand dollars easily. But we had been doing it back at Spanky's. Mickey did years ago, did a Heart Association breakfast. And that was always really well attended and people bought tickets to it, came. We fed them, we provided all the food there and it raised more money. So we started talking about that kind of event and we decided to do a breakfast for the teachers. And tickets are sold to the parents in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. And they can also buy a rose if they opt to do that. So it quickly became every year we wanted to teach every teacher to get a rose and every teacher to get a breakfast. Mm. So we did it at Squids for quite a while. And I think the first year we raised $5,000,
awesome.
Which was great.
Yeah.
We were like, okay. And then it got up to $7,000 the next year and then $10,000 and then $15,000 and then $30,000. And I'm not sure I don't think we have the final figures for this year. We just had the breakfast last Friday, mm-hmm. but I know we raised $90,000, I think, in 2020 Jeez. That year. So the total amount we've raised over the past 18 years is $1,280,000 that goes to the Public School Foundation. And those funds are used to help teachers. It helps them get recertified. It helps them get supplies for their classrooms. It provides rewards and prizes at the end of the year. So we absolutely love supporting the Public School Foundation and everything they do for teachers.
Nice. It's now a lunch instead of a breakfast. How
we
did
decided,
that happen?
Yeah, in the off season, we decided we would do a lunch. And this year, and you know, we thought, okay, a lunch, we don't have to get there at 3 a.m. anymore. So I didn't have to get there until
That's
4.
Definitely
4:45.
A selling point.
Yeah, well, it was. But then, we realized, okay, we still got to get here pretty early. And by the time you get everything made and then packed up and then get the volunteers to get all the lunches to the school, we had to get started. I got there and the chef got there. About 5 o'clock in the morning, and then wow. the volunteers showed up at 6 and they started rolling chicken and Caesar salad burritos or a vegan, non-dairy, non-gluten option of a portobello mushroom, roasted red peppers and sesame dressing and romaine.
I really should have had breakfast this morning. You're making me so hungry.
I tell you, after you've made 2,300 burritos, you're not as hungry. So, but it's really amazing. The volunteers are fantastic. The Public School Foundation folks are fantastic. So it's a really fun event. When it's over, you're tired and ready to go home and get a little sleep. But it's great. It
how
really is.
How big of an event is it? Like how much food? How many volunteers? What does the staff have to do?
I think this year we had about 28 volunteers. Mm-hmm. And then we had Maddie and Stephanie with the Public School Foundation. And we only had our chef and our main prep guy and another guy that works in the kitchen. So that was, and me. So the four of us from Squids and then the volunteers. And food wise, we went through about 350 pounds of chicken. We went through 2,300 tortillas.
Wow.
5 gallons of Caesar dressing. You know, it's just, I think, 18 cases of romaine lettuce.
Amazing how this all adds up.
So it is. And, you know, it all happens in a couple hours.
We
produce all this food and get it to the school. So it's really a daunting task, but it's a lot of fun. And I think the volunteers enjoy it. Till the last hour, so and then they're ready to get going. But besides that, it's a really fun event.
Do you have any like particularly favorite memories from either this year or previous years?
It's kind of like I usually am in the kitchen more with the guys from the restaurant, and that's really my favorite part of it is being back there. You know, I'm kind of in my ivory tower now, overseeing the restaurants with my partners. But getting back into the kitchen and, you know, working with food again, which is how I started in the restaurant business. You know, I worked at McDonald's when I was in high school, and then Pizza Hut, and then I came to school, and I ended up working at Spanky's, and then stayed there, and then, you know, got into business with Mickey, and then we got Pete and Kenny, our partners, and then we've opened 7 restaurants over the years. So it really is fun to get back to that original thing that I did, and working with food and making stuff is probably my favorite part about it.
Speaking with Greg Overbeck again, co-owner of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. ChapelHillRestaurantGroup.com is their website. Talking about the teacher's first event for Teacher Appreciation Week. That's at Squids every year, or through Squids every year. They've also got 411 West, Page Road Grill, Mez, Lulu Bang Bang, all out by the RTP. And Mother's Day and graduation are coming up just around the corner a few days from now.
They are. So. We're open Friday and Saturday nights at all of the restaurants in the RTP. We're going to open on Sunday at Lulu Bang Bang. We'll be open from 12 to 7 on Mother's Day. So if folks haven't found a place to make dinner reservations,
it's a great spot.
You know, we're not normally open on Sundays, so we just started talking about this and decided, okay, we have a new chef there who's fantastic, and he's like, let's give this a shot and let's try to see what we can do. So if folks don't have any plans, let's go to Lulu Bang Bang on Mother's Day.
Got to start wrapping up, but as we do, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. What teacher do you appreciate? Who inspired you or did the most for you when you were in school?
Well, my sister worked with special need kids, so I always think of her when I think of teachers. They get favorite teachers over the years. I mean, it's been a long time since I was in school. I remember Dr. Lutzi at Carolina, his history class. I loved that class. Mm-hmm. Dr. Brandy's a speech. You know, this is a long time ago that I was in college, but it's amazing how those people stick with you and you realize the impact they've had on your lives. So those are a couple, but I could probably sit here and think of 20 more teachers that
I will forever be grateful to. Keep coming back up again, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What else should folks know about the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group or the Teacher's First event?
That's about it. I mean, I really appreciate CHL 97.9 having me on here. We've always appreciated your support, so thanks to everybody involved for helping with the teacher's breakfast.
And again, check them out online at ChapelHillRestaurantGroup.com. Squids was doing the teacher's first event. They're a great place right around the corner from us. 411 downtown, Page Road Grill, Mez and Lulu Bang Bang, all out on Page Road over by the RTP. 5 amazing restaurants within driving distance, and a great spot to check out for Mother's Day if you want to head to Lulu Bang Bang. They're open for that day as well. Greg Overbeck, thank you so much for being
with us. You bet. Thank you, Aaron.